relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
The younger generations out there are ready to take the reins. They are improving the workplace. We're talking here about better standards than we grew up with, fair standards. A lot of it has to do with how we talk to each other. Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
Oh, poor Chris Matthews. Did he say a lady looked pretty and then got in trouble? I mean, how absurd! Do you know what I'm doing for you guys? I've got a beautiful lady, and I said it. There, I said it. A beautiful lady. I'm going to compliment her on her beautifulness, on her beauty, just as I did to Katrina Pearson when she was in studio. Jenna Ellis is in the green room. What, are these people just so afraid? So afraid that you can't compliment a woman? Now, let's be honest. I think Chris Matthews did a little bit more than compliment women on their looks. I think there's a little bit more to that sudden story of him resigning. Was it yesterday? Was it last night that he just said, bye-bye? Looked like a puff of smoke and just disappeared. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are standing up for traditional values. It means we will compliment people on their appearance. If a man is looking rather sharp, we'll say so. Nigel Farage was on a show at CPAC, and he's always a bit of a dandy, and I complimented him on how he looked. Maj Torre, oh my gosh, do you know what Black Guns Matter is? Maj Torre is going to be on our show this Friday. He's coming here from Philly. I met him at CPAC, and he came in with a checkered red and black suit, and it was fabulous. And I told him, but that's what we do here. Because we're not snowflakes here on America First. And we are so, so dedicated to you, our listeners, that we're going to take your calls as Jenna Ellis is waiting in the green room. But she will be with us momentarily. Don't worry. The number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And our good friend, Ray in Livermore, has been waiting very patiently. Ray, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Dr. G. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I have some.
You're always so polite, Ray. You're always so polite. You always say thank you. It's like you are, you know, you are old school, and we appreciate it.
Well, we try to do it the right way here, us folks on the right. I have some observations from the tall grass, but since you opened with Chris Matthews, I was going to tell you there's an opening on MSNBC for a Hardball, and if you take it over, you could change the theme song to B.B. King's The Thrill Is Gone and have a really good time over there and make a lot of new friends.
Yes. Could you just imagine that? See, this is the one. This is the only job. Look, I told the president he's thinking about it. You know, I'd go back into a second administration now that General Kelly's gone, now that H.R. McMaster's gone. It's not just an honor, it's a duty. But the only job I really want in the administration, it's for a very special reason. You know, any job is important, but I'd love to be. And I think, you know, this is equivalent to what you're just offering me, Ray. I want to be the Trump ambassador to the United Nations. Because if I step, if I, my foot stepped into that building, I think he would self-combust. And I think the same would happen to the Hardball studio, don't you think?
Oh, it would be wonderful, yes. It would fall brick by brick, and it needs to do so as well. You had the fellow from Judicial Watch. It wasn't Fenton. I can't remember.
Chris Farrell, head of investigations. Yeah. Chris Farrell, yes.
They do a fabulous job. Thank God for
Judicial
Watch.
Incredible.
In uncovering the email server. We always hear the what about the server and the what about the emails, but we never hear the why. And what's happening here, it wasn't just a total disregard for protocol and security of information, because it was a disregard of security. We're
yes.
trying to protect that information from our enemies, and she clearly does not care or wants it to be found. But there's something else going on there. They're using it as a back channel for information and to avoid FOIA requests from
yes.
places like Judicial Watch. So they put the fluffy government documents out front for Judicial Watch to find with FOIA, and then they hide with Gmail servers the stuff that they really are
Bingo.
Doing, what they really want to say. And what this does, now, again, Dr. G, I'm standing in the tall grass. I'm not near to the objective as you are. So my information is scant, it's scanty, but I suspect that those 33 emails will show that not only did Obama know she had a private server, but he had his own private server, as did others in the administration. And that's why those emails have to stay lost.
Right.
Because there's no way Obama could not know she was operating outside of protocol.
No, Ray, we already know this. We already know this because Obama was CC'd on several of those illegal emails. This is why Hillary had to get a pass. This is why nobody was put under oath by the FBI under the Obama administration when Hillary was investigated. Not the key suspect, nobody. And that's why also immunity was handed out like candy by Jim Comey to everybody involved. So, no, we know that Obama knew, and that's why she had to have a walk. But let's be very clear. The intelligence community has already stated that without a doubt, hostile intelligence services managed to penetrate that system because it was not secured by government security. And the most appalling of all, as a former military guy, Ray, you know this. Let me explain to you what her team did. Her team went on to secured servers, JPass, scattered castles. They went on to the secure TS top secret codename servers, took the messages off those systems illegally, top and tailed them to remove the classification markings, and then put them onto her private server. Every single one of those steps is a felony. Removing it from the JPass scattered castle system, taking off the classification markings, and then putting it onto a secure server, those are triple felonies, and it happened at least 108 times on her server. So, Ray, God bless Judicial Watch, and keep doing what you do. Thank you, Ray, for calling. Let's go to another buddy who knows what he's talking about. It's been way too long. A man who lives in the tall grass of national security, Pepe in El Paso. Line 4. Welcome back, Pepe.
Dr. Gorka, ¿cómo está usted? Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Not too bad, except for the two holes that have been drilled in my knee.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I sympathize. Trust me.
Oh, really? I bet you do. I'm not complaining.
Yes,
I'm not complaining. Just a statement of fact. Just a pure statement of fact.
Thank God for that, right? It's raining cats and dogs in El Paso, believe it or not.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, at least you're not in Tennessee with the tornadoes. Stay safe, my friend. What brings you to our shores today?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that not all of the intelligence community is derelict. We are working very hard to do some very good things.
Oh, I know.
I'll leave it at that.
I know, buddy.
I just wanted to wish you and your family blessings. Please pass those on to the president. We support him 100%. We love you guys. And may God bless you always.
Even though you don't hear from me,
I'm listening. I'm watching.
Oh, I know you are. You've got our back. And can I tell you something, Pepe? It's so fascinating.
Sure.
Wherever I go, and the messages we get on our text line, and the DMs I get on Facebook and else, you know how often people have just one thing to say to me, and it's what you just said. Tell the president we're rooting for him and we have his back. And he knows it, guys. I just want to send a message. He knows that you've got his back. Pepe and everybody else, get back to work keeping us safe, brother. keep doing what you do. Let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to line two. Kirk in California. Welcome to America First. I'm having fun. This A-block calling stuff is good. Welcome, Kirk.
Dr. Gorka, it is a pleasure to speak with you again. I got the book that you sent me the first time we spoke. I just want to compliment you on, one, your appearance, because you can take that as a courtesy compliment, unlike the snowflakes like Chris Matthews and the other people. And I just love everything you have to say. I listen to you every chance I get, and just keep up the good work, because we need all the logic and brains that we can get, and you've got both of those.
Dude, thank you kindly. Mr. G, why do you keep letting these people through and just saying nice things about me? I thought I was going to fight with some InfoWarrior snowflakes. Kirk, thank you. Enjoy the book. Keep doing what you do. And guys, don't just tell me you try and catch the show as often as you can. You can listen to me anytime you want to. And our incredible guests, go download the iTunes podcast now. The app. We have an app. Just look for Sebastian Gorka. It's the America First app. You can have your own app for the show. Then we're on YouTube. Subscribe today. Look for my name and subscribe and hit the little bell twice. We're live streaming on Facebook, Instagram TV. Follow me on Instagram. And most important of all, if you want to be the coolest cat wherever you are, you got to join my cabinet. Do it now. Go to sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA. Click on the cool eagle banner for Gorka's Cabinet, $59.95 for the whole year. All 3 hours of the show, whenever you want, with no commercial breaks and behind-the-scenes analysis, long-form interviews, exclusive content you will not find anywhere else if you become a member of my cabinet. Do it today, sebgorka.com.
President Trump, thank you for joining us on America First. I understand that Dr. Gorka was a White House advisor for you.
I know Sebastian well.
What do you recommend all American citizens do?
Listen to him.
Are you saying we can count on him to make America great again?
He's with us.
So your summation is that Americans need to pay attention to Dr. Gorka?
Listen to him. I know Sebastian well. He's with us.
That's from the top. Good advice from the man himself, my old boss, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Friends, it is the Easter season. I want you to do something good for those less fortunate than us. We are blessed to live in the greatest nation on God's earth in the last 3.5 years. Wow. 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 But outside of our shores, there are people suffering. In Guatemala, there are literally children starving right now. But food for the poor is helping them, and so can you. Just listen.
Thanks, Dr. Gorka. You're making a difference right now, telling your listeners how important it is that this Food for a Year and Water for Life is making for a child or a family. So you right now can make a difference in the life of a child or even a family to provide them Food for a Year, Water for Life.
Let's help these people. It's so easy. Be a missionary. Remember what our Lord told us. Come unto me, the little children. They're the ones who don't deserve to suffer. $80 from you will provide a hungry child with food for a year and clean water. $80 for a year. $27 a month will feed a family of four. Be a modern missionary. Go to sebgorka.com right now and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner and help them within just 3 minutes from the comfort of your own chair at home or in the office. Go to sebgorka.com or call Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. I thank you, and the children and the families you are helping will thank you. Food for the Poor, sebgorka.com. We are back in studio with our third guest of the day. So excited. She is the beautiful, she is the smart Jenna Ellis. And no, Chris Matthews, I'm not going to resign after I said that because I'm not a snowflake.
Well, and plus, that's actually not offensive. Women are okay.
Are you? Did I just offend you by calling you beautiful and smart?
No.
Just call you ugly and stupid?
In fact,
that probably would be offensive.
That actually would. But, you know, I've been asked on air before, why are conservative women so much hotter than liberals?
And I didn't want to say it, but did.
But I did, and I can say that as a woman. And you know why it is because we actually value our femininity, and we want to look like women. We don't want to look like Rachel Maddow. Just saying.
That is some really good advice.
Isn't that true?
That's analysis I would expect from somebody who, you know, could be the attorney to the president. Oh, whoops, she is. Follow her right now, Jenna Ellis Esquire, senior legal advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. And we got to talk serious stuff, but first, I think you retweeted it. You just told me about it. If you guys aren't following our buddy, who is Mr. Social Media for the president, I'm just sorry you're missing out. If you only follow, 10 Twitter accounts in America, you need to follow Dan Scavino. His official title is Assistant to the President and Director of Social Media at the White House. He's far cooler than that. It's Dan Scavino, S-C-A-V-I-N-O. And, you know, when there's a really epic photograph of the president getting off Air Force One or one of these panoramic rally photographs, it's Dan who's taking that photograph. And Dan is next to the he's next to the president 20 hours
all the time.
I swear.
And follow both of his accounts, by the way, because he has one that's internal to the White House,
which
is Scavino 45.
You're right.
That's his official. But if you want to also look at the campaign stuff and his personal account.
So you are smart.
So, yeah, I'm here to help out.
Yep. This is crazy. Dan, hat tip to Dan, one of these quiet professionals.
He's fantastic.
He's got his private account or his whatever account, his original one, Dan Scavino, 689,000 followers. And as Jenna just said, you go to his official Scavino 45 one, that's the archived government one, another 542. That's over a million followers. And I guess people just don't know he's out there. Dan Scavino, keep doing what you do. And I'm going to keep you. You promised me, Dan, 2 weeks ago, we're going to have coffee.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to keep you to that, Dan. And I've got a witness right here.
I'll tell him next time.
She can do the affidavit, okay? All right, big news. Beautiful timing to have you on the show. Tell us about President Trump and the Washington Post.
Yeah, so it's very important to clarify. This is the campaign. This is not President Trump in his official or elected or personal capacity. This is the campaign that filed a lawsuit for libel and defamation against the Washington Post. So this is our second. Last week we filed against the New York Times.
Yes.
And this is the campaign pushing back and saying, you know, hey, we're fine with opinion. We're fine with the First Amendment. Freedom of the press is a valid thing. But when you step over the line and you are making and publishing intentionally, willfully false statements of fact that actually harm and damage not only the campaign, but also mislead your readers, at that point, you're not protected by the First Amendment. And we're coming after you because the law allows that. And that's where remedy is sought. And so so I just want to be very clear that, you know, the pushback has been, well, these are opinion pieces. Well, it's absolutely not true in the law that you can couch a false statement just as an opinion.
Yes.
And then you're inoculated from liability.
Right. So here's my question to you. And I don't even know if you have a background in these issues legally. And my problem with this is the following. I've been libeled hundreds of times as deputy to the president. Our libel laws, thanks to a Supreme Court decision back in the 70s, are very problematic because, unlike the UK and other countries, the injured party has to demonstrate that at the time that the piece was written or the statement was made, that the individual, the journalist, the commentator, whatever, knew the facts to be false. Super hard to do that with intent to harm.
Right. And so that's actual malice,
yes,
under the law. And that's for a public figure.
Right.
But that's and that's as it should be, because we're allowed fair comment. We're allowed to say, you know what, if I want to say, Gorka, I really don't like your program, I think it's the worst show out there. In America, we actually protect that speech.
Right.
But if I know for a fact that there is nothing whatsoever to not only prove
if you say you're a bank robber,
right,
you're
and
not,
you or and you've I, been convicted of a right, felony, and right. I have no proof of that, or I know that in fact it is false, and I publish it anyway, and that's trying to discredit you, defame you, harm you, get you kicked off the air, whatever the intent is, and I don't have to prove, you wouldn't have to prove that in court, just that that was actual malice, then of course I'm not protected for that, because free press is all about having fair comment, but it's about reporting facts truthfully and accurately.
But that's the issue. That's such an incredibly high bar, to demonstrate the person knew it to be false and had malicious intent. That's going to be the challenge for you guys.
It is, but let's take the instance of the New York Times, because they published a statement that said that the Trump campaign had an overarching deal with Russia. And they had published 4 prior instances that went against that, that actually said that that wasn't true. So that publishing platform absolutely knew. They published it anyway. Reckless disregard for the truth. Our burden is pretty much met.
All I want to say is to Jenna Ellis, to the campaign, to the president, sue them into the dust. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First and the Salem Radio Network. Back with the one and only Jenna Ellis. Follow her right now. Show the ladies some love. Jenna Ellis Esquire. Do it. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
How you can, you know, fly around on private jets and take your jet to Bermuda to play golf and still be such a strong proponent of climate change?
I think the answer is that I spend an awful lot of time flying around the country, flying around the world, working on climate change. And we have closed an awful lot of coal-fired power plants and worked to try to train coal miners to get other jobs, but at least to get the pollutants from coal out of the air. And I probably couldn't do it without an airplane. And I just, the security you'd have to have, if I go on a commercial jet, the airlines just don't want to take you because there's just too many risks. I'm just too controversial.
Many things going to be said of Mini Mike, but controversial like a boring old shoe is controversial. This tells you, Mini Mike clearly hasn't flown commercially since the 1960s. Does he not know that you have to go through metal detectors and bomb sniffing, you know, equipment at airports? The idea that I'm in danger if I fly commercially. That's why I need a private jet, because that's how I'm going to save the environment. Can you believe this, Jenna Ellis?
It's ridiculous. You know, my response on Twitter was, he just needs to put the tray table down and then nobody will see him.
So. Ooh, I'm glad you said that. At 6'4", that would be seen as heightist. You're so heightist to Mini Mike.
But the whole problem with Mini Mike is that he is so elitist. He's saying, I'm going to do what I need to do in order to accomplish
because
what
I'm
I...
Because I'm special.
Because, yes, and because I'm so much more important than all of you people who can't take planes... private planes, because you're not doing the important work I'm doing. So I will punish you. But it's the same thing as Bernie, though, saying, you know, let's have socialism and commonwealth, but I can have 3 houses and I can be a millionaire.
And a private jet.
And
you see the
jet.
Video of him getting on the wrong private jet? It was hilarious.
Was
he got a little confused because, you know, don't you get confused when you get on the wrong private jet?
It happens to me all the time.
All the time.
Right.
When I get and then I realize, oh, that's I get inside and no, this is the wrong Burl Walnut interior. I'm the wrong private jet. But just to emphasize how much you nailed it, that it's about I'm special and you're not. Now, I have no idea why Fox is doing town halls for this guy, but here's another little audio clip, a piece of spun gold from Mini Mike No Boxes on why he gets to have things that other people don't, even though they're in the Constitution. No Boxes, Mike. Cut 9.
You justify pushing for more gun control when you have an armed security detail that is likely equipped with the same firearms and magazines that you seek to ban the common citizen from owning? Does your life matter more than mine or my family's or these people's?
All right. Look, I probably get 40 or 50 threats every week, okay? And some of them are real. That just happens when you're the mayor of New York City or you're very wealthy, and if you're campaigning for president of the United States, you get lots of threats. So I have a security detail. I pay for it all myself.
So if we were paying for it, then it would be a problem. But if he pays for it, he gets the guns, he gets the high-cap magazines, because he's what? Special, Jenna Ellis?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so offensive, frankly, that he didn't open with, of course I'm not more important than you and your family. And he just totally bypassed
that. Because he believes he is.
Because he believes he is. Because he says, you know what? I get so many threats. And last time I checked, which, by the way, Mike Bloomberg, go and actually read the Constitution. It's only like five pages. Trust me, you'll get through it quickly. But the Second Amendment preserves and protects our God-given fundamental right to keep and bear arms. It's not all of these instances where, oh, by the way, you have to be the mayor of New York City, or you have to have... You have to be rich, or you have to have a number of threats before you meet that threshold, or you, like every other citizen, goes out and buys your own firepower and your own arms in order to have it. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous, and it flies in the face of everything that we believe in America about freedom and liberty and what our Constitution and Bill of Rights is founded on.
Is there an expectation that this man is going to buy his way to the top of the ticket, Jenna Ellis?
I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens between Biden and Bloomberg and Sanders, because they're really the only contenders here. But I think, like so many other people have said, Bloomberg can't buy personality. He can't buy votes. He can't buy a good debate. I mean, he could have bought a box, but that's about all he can buy.
So a gold box.
I mean, yeah. So I think it's really going to come down to Biden, which sadly, the Democrat Party seems to be pushing, when he's the one that can't even remember that our Declaration of Independence says that our rights are from God, our creator.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just it was really sad. It was, oh, you know, the gobbledygook thing. So that's really sad. But then they're also looking at the most extreme left socialist candidate. So they're in an identity crisis that's going to continue long past tonight. And again, from the campaign's perspective, whoever they put up, that is not going to have the motivation and the voter base or the turnout that Donald Trump will.
I'm voting. I'm not a Democrat, but I'm voting for a contested convention. That's my vote. We've been talking to Jenna Ellis, the president's attorney, senior legal advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. Follow her right now at JennaEllisEsquire.com. And I forgot to mention why we mentioned Dan Scavino, because you've got to see what we reposted Mike Bloomberg and what he did at a Virginia rally. You won't believe the video. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and I have taken my balance of nature for the day. Why? Because what Dr. Douglas Howard has created is truly remarkable. Health in the palm of your hand. Six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, that are the same, that are the equivalent of 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily, and if you hate kale as much as I do, get balanceofnature.com. With my name, you get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Become healthy today. And free access is the best of all. Free access at the end of a phone to your own personal health coach. Go to balanceofnature.com and call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. Secret code. You know what it is. Gorka. G-O-R-K-A. Back with your calls here on America First.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Keep that playing. We like that. It might be rather apposite. It's not fair of me, is it, to discuss a video that our buddy in the White House, Dan Scavino, posted if you don't have Twitter or if you're at work and you can't access social media. Although everybody listening to this show should be on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We have an election to win. 244 days, even if you're just reposting the president, get on social media. I don't care how old you are, how
cack-handed and technologically inept you deem yourself to be, get out there and be a social media warrior. Well, here's the video, and it is stunning. I guess it's today because it says Bloomberg Virginia 2020 on the wall. My little mini Mike, in a crouched position, goes up to some boxes of those donuts. And he goes in and he rips one of them in half, stuffs it in his mouth, the whole thing, okay? And then proceeds to lick every single finger of his hand before he puts his hand on the coffee jug. What do they call those cardboard things when you get it, you know, the big coffee whatevers? And what Scavino did is he posted the video of Bloomberg licking every single finger and then touching the big jug of coffee with a tweet from Mike Bloomberg. Hey, with coronavirus spreading, there are a few things we can all do to stay safe. Wash your hands frequently. Avoid touching eyes, nose, and throat. Cover your mouth when sneezing. Or just slaver over your fingers and rub it all over the coffee jug. That's the fourth one. Okay. Yeah, he wants to be president. Let's go to your calls. Let's have real fun here. You are the most important part of the show. Our text line, patriotmobile.com text line, for all you VIPs out there, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. To call us, you know the number. Super simple. 833-33-GORKA. G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to, Elliot's been very patient. It's in Beverly Hills, line 3. Elliot, thank you for waiting.
Oh, thank you very much. Actually, I was driving through Beverly Hills, and that's why I managed to get you.
Oh, anyway, I love that British accent. Where are you from, Elliot?
Originally from London.
Yes, whereabouts in London, old chap?
Hampstead.
Oh, you're posh. You're a posh chappy.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Oh, Hampstead's pretty upmarket. Come on.
I want to tell you something about the coronavirus.
He's trying to hide his poshness, changing the subject. Yeah. Elliot wants to get to the top. Elliot, you've been nabbed. Yes. I've got your number. No, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. If you watch television.
Yes.
And you listen to the news.
I don't.
You would think that 90,000 people are suffering from the coronavirus.
Correct.
But it isn't true. But the press put it in because it's inflated, but it sounds very effective.
Yes.
In reality, throughout the world today, there's probably no more than 25,000 people at the most that actually have it. Mm-hmm. The rest of them have already gone home.
Yep.
But they don't say that.
No.
If you listen to television, you get a distorted impression.
And just now, breaking news on Fox, CDC had incorrect protocols and has had to excuse lots of people who should have been sent home early, but they had the wrong protocols. But you're absolutely... Did you listen to the show? Did you listen to the top of the show at 3 p.m. Eastern?
I didn't, no.
Okay, so this is exactly... I mean, you are a mind reader, Elliot. It has to do with growing up in a fancy part of London. But, you know, this is... I read the exact figures. 90,000 cases of infection in 73 countries with... And this is the real stat... 172 dead outside of China. But that's not right. What the news wants to lead with. They want to lead with the scary figure. And also, let's just get this into perspective. How many people, I've written it down, in Tennessee, in the last day, how many people have died from a tornado? 22 people have died as a result of the tornado in Tennessee, and we've got 6 people who've died of coronavirus in America. I mean, that's what you're talking about, Elliot, correct?
The stock market went down 4,000 points
insane.
All over the coronavirus.
Yeah.
If they told the truth in the beginning, it probably wouldn't have gone down at all.
Right. How is a posh chap from Hampstead? What's he doing in Beverly Hills, Elliot?
Oh, I just do investments and things like that.
What a shadowy figure.
But I enjoy your program, and I just wanted you to know what I thought, because you read these things and... People get the wrong impression. I think they're a great program. I actually a big Trump supporter. And I really hope he gets in, but I don't think Sanders or Bloomberg, any of them, have a chance. I think he will get in by a landslide.
I just love how you say Bloomberg. Bloomberg. Elliot, God bless you. Keep spreading the news. Keep listening to the show. We have the best callers here in America First. And don't forget, you can join me. I'm going to get, maybe I'm going to get a little bit of holiday. We call it holiday in England. It's a vacation, I guess. I'm going to get a little bit of, it's kind of busman's holiday. I'm going to be working as I go. But it's so cool. It's going to be Israel. And you can come too. And we're going to go with Mike Lindell. December 2nd to 11th, the first 20 people to register will have a special event with just me and Mike Lindell. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Stand with Israel 2020 banner. We're going to visit 40 sites of cultural, historic, and religious import, from the old city of Jerusalem to the modern city of Tel Aviv, even visit the Sea of Galilee and tread on the land, on the soil that our Lord Jesus Christ walked on. Come with us. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. Memories that you can regale yourself with and your family for years to come. Come with us on the Stand with Israel Tour 2020. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Stand with Israel 2020 Tour with me, Dr. G, and the one and only Mike Lindell. Hurry while space lasts. We're going to get back to your calls in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Mark, Ken, Neil, the number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. And the text line, our exclusive patriotmobile.com text line, 703-869-1262. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, pain relief that is not synthetic and has zero negative side effects. Right now, after my knee surgery, I am taking triple doses of Relief Factor. It's so good with no negative side effects, unlike other things I do not care to mention. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Find out if it works for you like it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans right now. See their incredible testimonials, video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, and then order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That is less than a dollar a day. What can you get in today's world for less than a dollar a day? Nothing except potentially liberation from your daily pain. How is that not worth it? How are you not worth it? Become the next success story. Find out if it works for you by taking the 3-week quick starter pack and ordering it today. If you go to ReliefFactor.com and order it today, it'll be at your door in three days or less. And I guarantee if you take it for 3 weeks, every morning and every night, you'll know at the end of those 3 weeks if it works for you like it does for the rest of us who take it every day. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Let's play that cut I played, Donna Brazile, because it's really quite shocking. Cut to today on Fox News.
For people to use Russian talking points to sow division among Americans, that is stupid. So, Rana, go to hell. Go to hell. I'm tired of it, Ed. We're not trying to prevent anyone from becoming the nominee. If you have the delegates and win, you will win. This notion that somehow or another Democrats are out there trying to put hurdles or roadblocks before one candidate, that's stupid.
So guess who that is? That's Donna Brazile, who's, I think she's paid, right? She works for Fox. She's a paid contributor. And she's telling the chairwoman of the GOP, Rona McDaniel, on live television to go to hell. Why? Because she said that there's probably going to be a contested convention, which is what Bloomberg said. In fact, he said, it's the only way I'm going to win. As she said to Mayor Bloomberg, go to hell as well. I raised this, and I will get to your calls. Mark, Ken, Neil, stand by. Because I just got a message on Facebook. And Linda, if you're listening, this is what Linda asked me. Dr. Gawker, I hope you're feeling better. Do you think anyone on Fox will call out Donna Brazile on her comments today? It was truly unacceptable. Many of my friends were taken aback. She knows that she's untrustworthy. Thanks, Linda. My answer to Linda is, no, they won't. I'll be glad if they do, but Fox won't say anything about it. She won't be asked to apologize. Why? Because Fox has changed and Fox is changing, and it saddens my heart. And that's why, you know, competition is rife right now in conservative television. It's a sad, sad day. But to have somebody... Can anyone remember when somebody who was that high up in the DNC, caught for cheating, was then hired by a conservative news outlet and then tells the chairwoman of the Republican Party, go to hell on live television? Something wrong there, my friends, and I think you know what it is. And that's why we're here to dig for the truth and to push back on the lies, the prevaricators and the propagandists. And we have so much for you left today in the third hour of the show. I'm going to break my room. We'll do it again. I think I did it yesterday, but you guys are so special. We're going to take your calls at the top of the show on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We'll start with Mark, Ken, Neil, and then the rest of you. And then we've got some incredible audio cuts. And then Mr. Strategic Communications, probably the guy with the best voice on the Trump campaign, Mark Lotter, will be with us to tell you the latest on what's going on in Trump headquarters and his take on what the fallout of today is. It Super Tuesday or Super Thursday? I don't know. Is it a Democrat primary or a Senate race? Uncle Joe will have the questions answered for us in only the way he can. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First.